Hello and welcome back to the MRS Lab podcast, the show from FletsMR where we investigate and explore the topics on the fringes of market research. Today, we're going to be diving into the role of research, insight and marketing in periods of crisis. So let's get straight into it. Now, the past few years have thrown unprecedented challenges at the global economy. A pandemic, war in Europe, supply chain breakdowns, rapidly rising inflation, and murmurs of recession. It can be tempting to ask, during such trying times, what place does marketing have amid such dire circumstances? That's certainly a question the British government didn't hesitate to ask. Amid what has been dubbed a cost of living crisis in the UK, the government was recently reported to be working on a campaign that would encourage brands to cut costs by cutting marketing and advertising spend. Make no mistake, this completely misrepresents the role that marketing plays in modern business. Not only does data from the Advertising Association suggest that brands increase profits by an average of over $3 for every $1 spent on advertising, but research from IRI shows that investment in both trade promotion and brand promise is crucial to mitigating inflationary price hikes. Now that might sound familiar to you. That's because there are big similarities between these two important tenets and the seminal work of Les Binet and Peter Field on balancing long against short-term marketing strategies. Yes, that's right. Even in the midst of the most difficult commercial landscape of the 21st century, grounded marketing frameworks still deliver success. For the uninitiated, the core takeaway of this work is that for advertising and marketing to be effective, 40% of budgets should be geared towards short-term sales activations, while 60% should be dedicated towards long-term brand building. That means the majority of a marketing budget isn't delivering growth today. It's building a platform for continued success. Brands that cut marketing spend today may relieve short-term pressures, yes, but they will inevitably find themselves in a much weaker position in 3 to 5 years' time. Marketing is not a cost center. We must remember this. It's not a frivolous pursuit that drives prices up. It is the process of successfully taking a product or service to market. It is the act of deciding on product, price, place, and promotion. It is the knowledge center of customer, company, and competitive insight. And most importantly, it is a vital market-independent function. Of course, this does beg the obvious question, what is the right way to approach marketing during a global crisis? To get started, here's 3 things I think we should all be doing, and 3 we should avoid. Firstly, do invest in customer insight. A frequent topic of conversation among marketers is how we know we're making the right decisions, whether that's what features to build into a product, what price point to set, what promotional values to run, and even what media mix is best. The answer to all these questions is simple. Good marketers speak to customers and listen to the data. The need for customer insight is amplified during times of crisis. One wrong misstep can easily snowball, so be sure to conduct surveys, hold focus groups, and implement customer experience programs. Listen carefully and invest in building strong relationships with other departments so the voices of those who carry the most influence do. Secondly, do communicate with honesty and transparency. In times of supply chain shortages, rising costs, and other external challenges, eventually there will be an impact on your business. And often, whether that's reflected in stock levels, price, or service touchpoints, these changes need to be communicated to your customers. But of course, there is a right way and a wrong way to approach this. Today's consumers are savvy. They're adept at cutting through corporate speak to find the heart of a story. If mistakes were made, it's important to own up to that. If rising market pressures are impacting your business, let customers know. it's more valuable to build trust and empathy than to ignore the realities of a situation and to protect your brand image dishonestly. Third, do be bold and be memorable. Swift and decisive action make for a compelling and memorable story. If your brand is affected by external factors outside of your control, ask, what do our customers want us to do? Answer that fast and implement the solution even faster. It's the actions of those who act first that will be remembered. For example, in response to rising costs of living, UK supermarket chain Asda was widely praised for slashing the price of children's cafe meals to £1 over the summer break. The action is timely, relevant to the chain's target market, and ties into the brand's long-term price-centric messaging. And the move has in fact been so well received that pressure has been put on the brand's competitors to follow suit. Now, what should you not do? Don't pivot your brand strategy. The success of a brand strategy isn't measured in days or weeks. It's measured in months and years. While it's important to be flexible and resonate with changing times, a pivot should be driven by an internal need, not an external reaction to stimuli. There's no quicker way to kill a brand than with a poorly timed or badly executed pivot. If you're unsure how your brand exists in a suddenly changed environment, don't fall back on knee-jerk reactions. Simply ask your customers first. Also, don't preach to the choir. Purpose and social values are important. Customers want their brands to reflect their personal identities, but this doesn't mean you should prioritize those values, especially to those who already hold them. For an example of just how damaging that can be, you need look no further than the analysis by advertising effectiveness company System One, which found nearly half of admittedly creative and purpose-led Cannes winners in 2022 do not have the potential to drive long-term growth. Ouch. So instead of putting values at the center of your advertising, aim to live these values in your operations and decisions. Build a brand that speaks for itself and derive advertising creative from the intersection of company, customer, and competitor knowledge. Finally, don't cut marketing spend. If we're to end where we began, the most important mistake to avoid is cutting marketing spend. Whether you're investing in the future, creating competitive advantages from customer insight, or navigating uncharted waters, effective marketing is the vehicle that will carry your brand through to the other side. Data tells us this. Research tells us this. Intuition does not. And perhaps that's the greatest challenge any marketer faces, recession or not. To trust in insight against our own nature requires brave decision making. So go out there, marketers, and be brave. That brings us to the end of today's conversation. I hope you found this episode informative, interesting, and perhaps even a little challenging. We'll be back next month to investigate creative and emerging applications of a tried and tested tool, online focus groups. Until then, I've been your host, Chris Martin, and this has been the MRX Lab.